Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
This is a question of an impeachment inquiry. It is not a vote on articles of impeachment. In fact, I do not believe that the current evidence would support articles of impeachment.
George Washington Law School professor Jonathan Turley was one of several witnesses telling a House committee there's not enough evidence to impeach President Joe Biden. A Democratic committee member pointed to 12,000 pages of bank records he says shows Biden didn't profit from his son's business dealings. But the Republican chair of House Oversight says he'll subpoena more Biden family bank records anyway. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries says it's stunning to see Republicans pressing the impeachment inquiry with a government shutdown days away. He says the House should just pass funding bills in line with the budget deal worked out in the debt ceiling negotiations earlier this year.
Live up to the agreement that you negotiated and that more than 300 members of the House of Representatives voted in the affirmative on, along with a strong bipartisan group of United States senators, then sending a bill to President Biden's desk.
The Senate has passed a bipartisan funding stopgap, but Speaker of the House Kevin McCarthy says he won't bring it to the floor. As the clock ticks, some House members remain dedicated to deep spending cuts. New York Republican Brandon Williams describes this as a chance to move forward with a conservative agenda.
Pillar number one is that Congress has to reform how we spend money. And the American people trust us to do that. I think that's a lot of what the 22 election cycle was about. And the second thing is that we have to push back against the progressive agenda.
Several government and utility officials testified before a separate House subcommittee on the wildfires that devastated the Hawaiian island of Maui. In her testimony, Shalit Kimura with Hawaiian Electric denied that the deadly blaze was started by a downed power line. She says a fire earlier that August morning was caused by a down line, but that fire was put out well before the blazes started that destroyed the town of Lahaina.
On that day, a fire at 6:30 a.m., what I will refer to as the morning fire, appears to have been caused by Hawaiian Electric power lines that fell in high winds. The Maui County Fire Department promptly responded to this fire.
Kimura notes Hawaiian Electric's power lines had been de-energized for over 6 hours by the time of the later wildfires, leaving the causes still unknown. The question may be legally important. Pacific Gas and Electric was driven into bankruptcy after a court found it responsible for a deadly 2018 California wildfire. A New York appeals court is rejecting former President Donald Trump's bid to delay a civil fraud case and toss out many of its charges. This comes one day after a separate court ruled Trump and his family committed fraud by lying about property values. I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.